June 24 through 30th. Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, and John chapters 20 and 21. He is risen. Begin your preparation by reading Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John chapters 20 and 21. Come follow me for individuals and families, and this outline can help you select principles in these chapters that will be meaningful to the children in your class. Invite sharing. Seeing a picture can help children remember things they learn at home or in other settings. Perhaps you could show the picture in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families, and ask the children to share what they know about the story shown in the picture.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, and John chapter 20 verses 1 through 23. I will live again after I die, just as Jesus did. The atonement of Jesus Christ, including his resurrection, is the most important event in history, and it is the foundation of Christian faith. As you read about the resurrection, ponder how you will help the children build their faith in Jesus Christ. Possible activities. Tell the story of Jesus' resurrection in your own words. Ask the children to take turns repeating the story back to you. You might refer to chapter 54, Jesus is Risen, in New Testament Stories, pages 139 through 144, or the corresponding video on LDS.org. Explain that when Jesus died, his spirit left his body. When he was resurrected, his spirit and his body came together again. Invite several ward members to act as the soldiers, the angels, Mary Magdalene, Peter, John, the disciples, and Thomas, and tell what they witnessed after Jesus' resurrection. Show the video, What Happens After We Die, on LDS.org, and tell about someone you know who has died. Share your testimony that everyone will be resurrected someday. Invite the children to share their testimonies. Consider singing together, Did Jesus Really Live Again? And When He Comes Again, in Children's Songbook pages 64 and 82. Ask the children to imagine what it will feel like to see the resurrected Jesus. Let them share their thoughts with the class. John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. I can have faith in Jesus Christ even though I can't see him. Consider how you can help the children understand what faith is and how they can exercise faith in the Savior. Possible activities. Show the picture, Christ Approaches Thomas, on LDS.org, while you tell about Thomas's experience in John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. Repeat the story later in the lesson, but this time ask the children to provide some of the details. Show a box with an object inside that the children can't see, and describe the object to the children. Ask them if they believe the object is really inside the box, and why. Then show them the object, and explain that faith is believing in things we can't see. The most important faith we can have is faith in Jesus Christ. John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. I can show my love for Jesus by serving others. How can you inspire the children to love and help those around them? Possible activities. Read John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, or show the video Feed My Sheep on LDS.org. Jesus didn't want Peter to spend all of his time fishing. Instead, he wanted Peter to share the gospel and invite everyone to come to him. Give each of the children a paper sheep and ask them to write on it something they can do to help feed Jesus' sheep. Ask several children ahead of time to share things they are doing to love and serve others, or ways others have served them. Write the name of every child in your class on pieces of paper cut into the shape of sheep, and scatter these sheep around the room. Include the names of children who don't attend regularly. Invite the children to gather the sheep by finding the one with their name on it. What can we do to serve any lost sheep we might know? Teach the doctrine, older children. Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, and John chapter 20, verses 1 through 23. Because Jesus was resurrected, everyone will be resurrected. It's natural for children to wonder what happens after we die. Consider how you can teach about the resurrection in a way that will build their faith. Possible activities. Invite the children to close their eyes and imagine that they are sitting by Jesus' tomb while you read John chapter 20, verses 1 through 17, or summarize the story of his resurrection. See also chapter 54, Jesus is Risen in New Testament Stories, pages 139 through 144, or the corresponding video on LDS.org. What would it have been like to see the resurrected Savior? Ask each child to study the experience of someone who saw the resurrected Savior and share with the rest of the class what he or she learned. Watch one or more of these videos with the children. Jesus is laid in a tomb. Jesus is resurrected. Christ appears on the road to Emmaus. And the risen Lord appears to the apostles on LDS.org. John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. I can have faith in Jesus Christ even though I can't see him. What are the children you teach doing to strengthen their faith in Jesus Christ? How can you help them? Possible activities. Invite a few children to take turns reading verses in John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. See also the video, Blessed Are They That Have Not Seen and Yet Have Believed, on LDS.org. Write each word in the phrase, Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed, on separate pieces of paper. Invite the children to put the words in order. Invite them to tell of experiences in which they felt the Savior's love, even if they did not see him. Invite the children to draw pictures of things they can do to strengthen their faith. As they draw, share what you have done to strengthen your faith in Jesus Christ. John chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. I can show my love for Jesus by feeding his sheep. Children can greatly influence those around them. How can you encourage them to strengthen others in the gospel? Possible activities. Before reading John 21, verses 1 through 17 together, ask the children if they have gone fishing before. What was it like? Ask if anyone ever caught a multitude of fishes. See John chapter 21, verse 6. Read John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, but replace Simon's name with names of the children. Who are Jesus' sheep? How can we feed his sheep? Share a simple snack with the children. As they are eating, ask them how sharing the gospel with someone is like feeding them.
Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to use this week's activity page to teach their families about the last week of the Savior's life. Improving our teaching. Follow up on invitations to act. When you invite the children to act on what they are learning, follow up on your invitation during the next class. This shows the children that you care about how the gospel is blessing their lives. As they share their experiences, they will be strengthened and will help one another live the gospel.